Hey,
did you watch episode 3?
Yeah.
This morning? This is the way. So, this is going to be filled with spoilers.
Yeah, so, spoiler warning. Because, if you haven't seen the last two videos, we go in tense with the reviews and kind of what happened. So, yes, spoilers.
Going to be lots of them.
If you have not gotten Disney Plus, go ahead and just get it.
There's some other good shows in there, too. Did you watch any?
Nope. Oh. No, let me say, I did watch the Spark shorts.
Oh, yeah, I watched all the shorts.
I know, because he has my Disney Plus, and I know what he's seen.
I heard the Imagineering one was supposed to be good. I haven't watched it yet.
That's funny. The only thing I really care about is
Jeff Goldblum series is entertaining.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I know I saw the first, 2 minutes, and I got kind of bored.
His persona. Quirkiness shows through. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jeff Goldblum. He's like more of a caricature of himself now than actually.
Pretty much,
so,
yeah.
So. But anyway, this show, Mandalorian.
Wow.
Man, this is a...
I don't remember how long this one was. It was right about
35, 36 minutes. Yeah. They're going to be roughly between 30 and 40 minutes apiece. Because as soon as season 2 or 3 hits, I guarantee they're going to put that on... Disney
to fill it with commercials for
that. Fill it with
minutes.
The commercials and then shove it on Disney's
cable
shows and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Or they'll just keep it exclusively for Disney Plus. I'm okay with because I have Disney Plus.
Such a good episode. It started right. I mean, they're all starting.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. This is not like every episode is a different story. This is one big story cut up into 8 episodes.
I think so. You got to watch them in order. It's not one of those shows that you can just watch here and there.
Yeah, you need to watch them in order.
Each one builds on the other.
Yeah. So this one is, of course, he goes in the space with little baby Yoda.
Well, he's coming back with the asset.
Yeah, with the child.
So, yeah.
Everybody thought, he's not going to turn him in. He's not going to turn this baby in.
I was wondering.
Is he going to? Nope. He turned it in.
We did finally see another reference to an old thing from Star Trek, Star Wars. I almost did a faux pas. The Camptono, the ice cream safe.
Oh my God! When I saw that, I was sitting here like, as soon as he pulled it up, I'm like.
Every Star Wars nerd who's worth his salt
knows about Wilbur Hood.
Yeah, if you don't look up, he's probably
he's the savior of the rebellion.
The single most important character.
The single most important character in Star Wars.
He saved the rebellion. Look him up. You'll see him running down the hallway. He's carrying that same
exact thing.
Camptono. And now you know that it's a safe.
Yeah.
But it had all the hard drive with all the names of the rebels.
Yeah.
In it. From Cloud City, so he grabbed it and was able to get it away to safety. He got tortured for years. Didn't give up the names or the location of that thing. So
that was all EU stuff, though, so it's all non-canon anymore.
Yeah, still. In most cons you go to, you'll see the running of the hoods.
The running of the hoods, yeah. Just look under running of the Wilbur hoods, especially Celebration. There was like 40 of them. And then last year, which is funny, there was one that it was an ice cream... It was an ice cream thing running with a Wilbur Hood, which was hilarious. That was pretty good. But yeah, so we finally got to see one of those, and it was filled with 20 of the Beskar steel. So and everybody's like, he asked, "Well, what are you going to do with it?" And
talking about the acid,
and the client was all like. He's pretty
so uncharacteristic.
Yeah, so uncharacteristic because as soon as a bounty hunt, done, you forget about it.
You accepted the commission and the pay. You don't get to ask.
He does not forget about it, unfortunately.
He tried.
He tried. Yeah, he was almost there.
He got paid. He took the
Beskar steel.
Beskar to the covert, I think you were calling it.
Yeah,
basically
I think so.
Basically the hideaway for the Mandos.
And I tell you something.
Because
they're
all in hiding.
Yeah, they're all in hiding because... Apparently, that's...
Well, the Jedi tried to wipe... First, Empire tried to wipe them out. Then the Jedi's tried to wipe them out.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know what? We're just going to stay underground.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was probably 10 in that little tunnel of them. And they saw him walking down this...
Carrying the Camptono.
Carrying it. And they knew it was in there. And...
it's like they smelled it. Beskar?
And this is the first time you actually saw a vibroblade, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's a big Mandalorian, it's what they call it, heavy armored Mandalorian.
Do you know who played that?
Mm-mm.
It's the same dude from the first episode who was the thug in the bar, the bald-headed thug. If you look at the credits, it's the same dude.
Really? That's interesting. That's a nice little Easter egg.
Pulling double duty.
Yeah.
Two paychecks.
Yeah, two, probably one paycheck.
You killed my character in episode one. Now what am I going to do? you can be a Mando here.
So, yeah, I mean, he's pretty much saying that he should not be dealing with Imperial people.
Yeah, he looked at the Beskar, and they all had the Imperial signia,
And so I guess...
that's a lot of steel not to... To grab,
so
though.
Pretty much what he wanted is he gave, I think, a couple bars to the younglings, and then he wanted new armor because his armor got...
Vicarious, yeah, the front and back breast.
Yeah, his armor got... He said it's no more viable or something like that.
Yeah, it got and that so, Mudhorn beat the crap out of
his armor. So what his signet was going to be is Mudhorn.
She's like, oh, yeah, the Mudhorn. I was an honorable kill.
Yeah, exactly.
I had help from my enemy.
My enemy helped me, but he didn't know he was my enemy.
Why would your enemy help you?
Yeah.
He didn't know.
We did find out that the young baby Yoda is a boy. Yeah. So
did you notice that doctor, too, Dr. Yeah. Pershing?
Yeah.
Has the same symbol as all the clone troopers did
from the planet
Kamino.
Yeah,
so is he a clone doctor or is he a clone himself?
I'm pretty sure he's a clone doctor, and so what everybody's trying to figure out. So
is Yoda a clone? Is that a clone of Yoda?
That or they're trying to or they're trying to extract something from him to maybe put into clones.
That could be too.
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty much we'll finish off with the Mandalorians. They get in kind of a tuffle. He gets he says he wants a new armor set. Yes, so shiny and chrome, and he got a brand new armor set. And it's
nice Mad Max reference.
Thank you. Yes, I posted that on my Facebook.
All shiny and chrome.
All shiny and chrome, and he says you're gonna get a lot of. People that are going to be a little jealous.
It's going to draw attention.
It's going to draw attention.
And it did.
And it did a lot.
When he walked back into the guild to pick up his new bounty.
Yeah. And you knew that bounty was, right?
Everybody. Well, it was a Calamarian.
It was Calamarian. That was the son of a noble person.
So you can guess
it might be, but it might not.
The only one we know is Akbar.
It's a trap. Yeah.
Maybe his son's a POS.
You know,
no, Dad, I don't want to hear about your fights anymore.
He's a bail jumper. God. But it was just so funny that you saw Calamari on there. I was like,
and Twilight. Like, so, you saw Twilight in the street.
Well,
and he even.
Did you hear that one part? You want to take the Twilight bathhouse? Yes, please.
This bounty will wait. Let's go.
Exactly. So, pretty much, and of course, what's the guy's name?
Carl Weathers.
So he's pretty much. Giving his praises all around this bar.
He pulled out. And just pay attention to where he's putting that too, because that comes
that Beskar. Yeah, he got a couple.
He shows
of
them. I'm rich too. He did because for hooking him up with a Mandalorian. Yeah.
He got a couple of them. So this must be some valuable steel, like incredibly valuable steel. And so pretty much, he's taken this new bounty and he's about to go. Well, let's say
up until he has reached for that shifter,
and the shifter was gone because the baby played with. Well, that's not a toy. So he's like, "All right,
that was the straw."
Yeah, it was like, "All right,
shut the ship down. We're staying.
Let's go back and let's go take a look at it." And he's trying to get that little baby Yoda back. And he
goes full. We talked about this earlier. He goes full John Wick on him.
Yeah, he's all like
excommunicado.
He's excommunicado. So he's like he did his job. He collected his bounty. Gave up the thing. Doesn't mean that he can't go and get that bounty back.
I think it kind of does.
In his world, it does. Yeah. So pretty much,
honor made him go back.
But the first time we saw stormtroopers, there were about four of them.
There was four in that room. Because he said the odds.
You counted 14?
I counted 14 that he went through. I don't know how many more were in there.
Yeah,
it seemed like every time we went in the room, they were like it was like a clown car. One of them just kept filing out.
And there's like half of them that they were the 501st at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there was a bunch, and it was so funny.
Since he didn't get his signet.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he did. He got those whistling.
That wasn't a signet. She said, we'll give you the whistling birds.
Yeah. Well, I thought that whistling birds would be a signet.
No. Well, it just, she said since he didn't get the signet, she would give him the whistling birds.
Oh, okay, maybe I just got confused. I was like, why would they give him? Oh,
which are little tiny...
Little tiny rocket things. You know what it reminded me of?
Heat-seeking type missiles.
It reminded me of the war machine. I was like, but watch out. Here comes this...
Fireworks. Yeah, it looked like little bottle rockets.
Exactly. But it was so cool. So pretty much like he's all like, this is very valuable. Let me put him down, stuff like that. And he just goes and hits a button.
Yeah, he just...
And then they just go all over the place. And these are very valuable, man. But it was so cool to actually see most of his, like, he had his grappling hook. He had his flamethrower.
He used pretty much everything.
I mean, when you're one man defending, and, you know, he needed that best for a steal because he got shot up a couple times.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, he might get a bruise, but he didn't die from the shot.
Exactly. So it's pretty much he got little Baby Yoda, and then all of a sudden he gets out of that little area. Well, let's go back. So... Pretty much that doctor was performing, because you saw that medical droid.
Yeah.
Interrogation droid that came up, and it was about to do something.
Yeah.
And he's like, please don't hurt him. Please don't hurt him. But, you know, he's just a child.
Yeah, he's just a child.
He's just a child, so which is kind of cool because we found out that's a he. Okay. So pretty much, you know, I'm surprised he didn't just disintegrate him. But so he grabs this little... kid starts working his way out, and then all of a sudden he gets out of, I guess, whatever bubble, and everybody, you have to understand, this is a whole town of bounty hunters.
Yeah, it's like their nest.
Yeah,
it's
the whole nest of bounty hunters. This is pretty much all they are, bounty hunters.
And they all had a fob, because he sent everybody to try to get this asset. Yeah,
because he even asked him, how many people did you send this? Like, I sent it to, it's very important kind of thing.
Well, Grief Karga, he said, well, how many people did you give this to? He said, everyone.
Yeah,
everybody's got a fob.
Everybody's got one of these.
You get a fob, and you get a fob. Yeah.
So it was so pretty much as soon as he leaves that, it reactivated everything. And I was like,
And you see it as he's walking down the street. People start coming out of the side streets. And they're like,
and then,
watching.
You know, it's like, well, what are you going to do? And... he kind of shot himself out of there, and then he got himself stuck in a very, very bad position, and you know,
just when you thought it was over,
just when you thought it was over, man, all of a sudden all his Mandalorian brothers,
the sky lit up.
Oh my God! I never
I almost cheered out loud. I was by myself.
It was literally. I had goosebumps, and I don't know when the last time I actually had goosebumps.
Like Clone Wars.
It was so crazy. Like all these Mandalorians with their jetpacks coming out and protecting.
And the heavy Mando with his
Big Gatling gun.
Looked like Full Metal Jacket.
I was thinking more Predator of Jesse Ventura.
If that's even farther back, these young kids won't know what we're talking about.
Look at Predator. What
are these old guys talking about? It's an old movie. Go check it out. he just...
it was so good. It was just... I mean, it was one of those things where... That's... Look, when I'm usually watching television or something like that, I'm usually on my phone. I'm playing around. It's in the background. I silence my phone when I watch this because I want to see everything.
Plus, there's so many hidden little things.
Exactly. And when that came out, I was watching it this morning because all of a sudden, I go on Facebook and Mandalorian 3, and I'm like, I go out there, go to the coffee machine, get my coffee, and sit there in my living room, and I was like, okay, let's go. And then all of a sudden, I'm hitting play, and it comes to the credits like. Damn it, Troy.
I watched it really early this
morning. Yeah, you watched it really early.
I've already watched it three times.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things where... So all these bounty hunters are coming in, and they're just lighting it up, and it's cool because it's starting to become dust and getting darker and stuff like that. So,
These guys are the jetpack Mandalorians. You know,
I got to get me one of those.
like Death Watch helicopters flying around.
It was so cool on seeing all of them. And then, so pretty much, he escapes.
Get out of here, we'll hold him
off. Yeah, exactly. And then the Carl Weather character kind of meets him in...
Well, he knew where he was going. So he's like, no, I'm just going to go.
But he should have been... I think, look, the whole... If you don't have the elements... If you have the element surprise and then you just, like, hold him up, you could have just, like, Shot him in the back. Shot him in the back. You're a bounty hunter, and that's your bounty. No, you're going to let him go, and you'll let him look, and let him use the carbonite freezing, and it's a whole thing. So he gets shot. So I'm sitting here like, oh, my God. Okay, yeah. So what this reminds me of is like Oz, or like a cool HBO series where they kill major characters, which I love that kind of stuff. I love when there's surprises that they'll kill off main characters and left. Like,
Nobody's untouchable.
I do love the one episode he was in, and they just blasted him everywhere. They made toys and everything like that. And then the girl, I mean, we're three episodes in. We haven't seen her. Yeah, we haven't seen her yet.
The heroic landing girl.
So he gets shot right in the chest. Now, you have to understand, big spoilers. I wrote
him off right then.
I was like, oh, man, he's dead. He's done. And then at the end.
You killed Chubbs.
He had his Beskar steel right there.
Yeah, because that's where. And the Mandalorian knew that because that's where he showed him, and they put it right back in.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking he knew that
he did
was
that
there.
On purpose, yeah.
He didn't want to kill him. He just wanted to stop him to get him out of the way.
Yeah, that or not. Who knows?
Or maybe just luck. But I'm thinking he. Because the Mandalorian doesn't typically miss.
True, yeah.
He's a pretty good shot, even with the visor on, which he never takes off.
Could you see how bad that smell is in there? just nothing but like curly hair everywhere.
How does he eat? So you have to use small stuff because it fit up underneath or a straw. Just milkshakes. That's all he eats.
Milkshakes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all
slim fast.
That's why he's so skinny.
That's how he stays in his armor.
So pretty much, and at the end of the episode, you see him pull his little threaded little ball and then he drops it. He drops it down, and the little Yoda thing catches it.
Yeah, you see the little hand there.
Little hand catches.
God damn it! Why are you so cute?
Exactly. I was sitting there like, oh, that's awesome. And that was episode 3. It was incredible. You gotta watch it. You are missing it. Look, if you're a Star Wars fan, and I know you hate the whole Disney takeover and stuff like that, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are true fans, and they know what the fans want.
And they know the lore.
Because
I think Candy had a little bit to do with this, but it's mostly Favreau and Filoni.
Well, you hear about what might be happening.
Hopefully they fire Kathleen Kennedy.
Well, she's still head of Lucasfilm, but she
there's no comic books or anything for us to draw on. As if you've not seen the extended universe.
There's
decades.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where Jon Favreau might be the new head, or not head, but the new Star Wars thing on the head of Star Wars on Lucasfilm.
Well, he's like Midas; everything he touches turns to gold.
Oh, yeah, which is a hilarious thing because. Yeah, this is the guy from. I always think of PCU. Him sitting on the ground picking his nose with his dreadlocks. Okay, yeah. Watch that movie. That's the guy who's directing all. Or no, I'm sorry, not directing. Created.
It's Happy from Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't he voice one of the Mandos?
Oh, I don't know. I would imagine.
I want to say it was Previs.
But there was so. I mean, I tell you something. There's so many. It's so cool looking, and the visuals are good. I wish it were longer, but hey, like I said, they're not going to make it cookie cutter. They're gonna tell a good story, and it's not really going to be
exactly 40. Filler.
It's all story, story, story.
Just yawning. It's just
yeah. That's why I put my phone away. I'm like, okay, I need to concentrate because they're not going to give me a 5-minute talk with somebody I don't care about.
Commercials for pee breaks or
you want
to stay there with your eyes glued.
Eyes glued. Make sure you watch everything.
When he was walking through town,
yeah,
at the very beginning, that little dude that looked like a NASA astronaut.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys know.
Comment down below.
I swear I've seen that character in a crowd scene in one of the other movies.
I mean, he's probably. I mean, you saw
or
a couple
similar.
You saw a couple of Greedos. In the shooting, you saw like a
you saw whatever Darth Maul is.
Darth Maul's the foreign character, or whatever.
Before he was they're not born with that.
No.
Red and black and yellow.
No,
and
they tattooed that themselves.
Tattooed.
Yeah,
by
that
the,
tattooed
the
nice themselves. Sisters? The seven sisters.
The seven sisters.
Yeah. So yeah, that's not actually
because his regular skin. You see the dude with the horns, you'll say, oh, that looks like Darth Maul without the face paint.
Yeah. Well,
you're right.
Yeah, that's exactly species. What it is because there's actually Jedi's that are that kind of his species too.
Yeah. There's a few because they're strong in the Force.
Yeah.
There was a few of the lizard. Was it Bosk is the lizard?
Mm-hmm.
You see a couple of those here. In fact, that's the ones that attacked him in season 2, I think. Or episode 2.
I think they're similar.
I thought I saw the big bug-eyed dude. It's not Forlom, is it?
I think so. Forlorn. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You saw one of those in the.
Yeah. So I think there's a bunch out there, and the good thing is that they're giving us a lot of throwbacks. They're giving us a lot of cool new characters, stuff like that, that people are going to grab onto. Like,
we still haven't seen Giancarlo. Cara Dune. We don't know who she's going to be.
But this is going to be the cub or the man and cub
wolf and cub
series. I mean, this is going to be pretty much the entire thing. And at the end, there's probably going to be some secret special because the client and the doctor said that we need to return him to the people that hired us. So somebody hired them to hire somebody else.
He said that he specifically said he wanted him alive.
So you said it might be the Emperor, because remember, this is like 5 years after the Empire goes down. But, man, it's...
Well, Giancarlo's a Moff.
Yeah.
And Moff Gideon. So I'm wondering if he's above this Werner Herzog, who just scares the crap out of me, dude.
Which is he's a great bad guy.
That calm evil. I want
that necklace, the Imperial Cog necklace that he has. That's really cool.
Bounty hunting is a complicated...
Complicated profession, don't you agree? Yeah, it's really good, man. It's one of those things where I love coming now on Fridays to talk about it, because it's exciting, and it's a lot more exciting than the last per episode thing that we've done.
Yeah.
And I like that it falls on a Friday, so we can actually do our still our Friday. It's just gonna be a lot of Mandalorian.
Well, I wake up Friday and I'm like, I gotta watch it.
That's one of the things. I haven't been that excited to watch a new show in so long. I don't even know what new show I need to watch it in the first like hour, and then
I was Firefly for me.
And then I want to immediately go online and talk about it. I'm in a bunch of Mandalorian spoiler groups, because as soon as you put it out there, look, however Disney rolls out, the Europeans are getting screwed over, because they're not even going to get into like April.
Yeah.
And so, of course, everybody has a VPN posted right now. So it's just, but still, I mean, like China and Europe and stuff like that, they're not getting it.
Canada get it?
Oh yeah. They're still North America.
All North America.
Yeah, all North America is still getting it. They're getting screwed over.
They keep saying, this feels like the originals. I don't think so. I think it's better than the original.
I think it's a great story, and I think it has the flavor of the original trilogy. It has the essence of it. It's not original trilogy, but you still have Force users in there, which is really cool. You still have Imperial people in there. You still have stormtroopers. You have, because to be honest, those guys are original trilogy. They're not prequels, even though you do see prequel robots or clones in there. You still see prequel robots. Okay.
Characters.
But you just don't see, of course, any new stuff. So, I'm so much more excited for the next episode of The Mandalorian than I am for Rise of Skywalker right now.
I haven't thought about Rise of Skywalker
since it started.
The whole week.
And since I'm going to be gone, I'll be in Germany when Rise of Skywalker is coming out. I'm still going to go watch it. I'm just not going to be like.
They should let Jon Favreau make the movies.
That's what they're trying to figure out, is if he does, because apparently there's a new movie already set for 2022. They're supposed to announce it next year, that there might be a new movie, and if Jon Favreau writes it and directs it, oh my God, that would be incredible, because it's going to be a new story. You have to understand, it's the end of Skywalker. It's done. They're still going to talk about Force users, stuff like that. That's, of course, what I'm reading on. That this story will come to an end.
And maybe they'll use him to launch the next set.
Exactly. Man.
I'm so behind it. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate the movies recently that came out.
No, I don't hate them. They don't
capture that same excitement.
Exactly.
For me. I just kind of like, oh yeah, it was okay.
I think it was.
I wouldn't wait in line at midnight to watch it.
I think it was trying to be more on the lines of not like all inclusive, but we need to make a statement that this person, just because she's a she or something like that, or we need to put them front and center. Absolutely right. You should do that as long as it doesn't interfere with storytelling.
Right.
And I think that's what happened. It did interfere a little bit with the storytelling. And I liked them. I liked the movies. I even liked the prequels, okay? It's just, it's not but you have to understand that, God, what Freddie Prinze Jr. said, it's like, look, these are children's movies. You know, they're meant for teenagers, young teens, stuff like that. And just because you grew out of it doesn't mean that those teenagers don't like it.
I never grew out of it.
We have a weekly thing. I have a, you know, full sleeve tattoo of Star Wars. So it's look, you have to take with the good with the bad, and The Mandalorian right now
is
the real good, and they're already filming season 2. John Favreau already posted.
Oh, really?
Yep, John Favreau already posted. If you go to John Favreau's Instagram, he gives a lot of spoilers out there. He already has on.
Yeah, he posted Boba Fett's rifle.
Yeah, but he already
posted the ice cream maker.
Yeah, but he already posted the bucket for The Mandalorian season 2, and he posted filming season 2 right now. It's incredible.
Wow.
Well, I think that's it from us. We could just beat this horse, but we will see you next Friday because we're going to do this. We're going to try to do this.
Comes out.
Well, next Friday is going to be Black Friday, so we might do it a little later. It would have to be later. Couldn't be doing it earlier because it comes out Fridays. But but what do you guys think? Comment down below. Are you guys watching it? If not, please don't listen to us review it because
unless you don't care about spoilers.
Unless you guys don't care,
we're gonna spoil.
There's other YouTube videos that literally are watching it with you and explaining it everything. Comment down below. What do you guys think? Are you excited for episode 4? Are you excited for Rise of the Skywalker? Are you excited for anything Star Wars? Or comment down below saying that it's too much Star Wars. Let's talk about something else. Let us know whatever
Maybe
you think.
Maybe we'll talk about Jeff Goldblum next time.
There's a great deep fake on a whole table of Jeff Goldblum, George Lucas, and all. It's great. You need to watch it.
Letter too.
Yeah. So I think while you're down there, hit that subscribe button.
Yep.
And right next to the subscribe button is that bell icon. And
yep.
And because it does give you a heads up on every time that we post a video. And while you hit that bell icon, just hit that like button because it does actually help us out. And
subscribe. Us closer to 10 million.
Maybe we'll do something different.
If we live to 100, we might see it.
We might see, 3,000, 4,000?
Yeah. Maybe.
All right, guys. I think that's it for us. Watch us next week for episode 4 on The Mandalorian. But my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.